Strange
Music.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Strange Music Podcast. Sorry for that delay. We were having technical difficulties. My name is Jeff Nelson. I hope everyone out there in Strangeland is having a wonderful day. Today we're joined by the new coming of Strange Music, and they would be known by that duo as, and they would be the duo known as Cess Crew, whose debut full-length Strange Music album, Constant Energy Struggles, dropped this week. Before we get to them, let me tell you, this album is amazing from front to back. You're not going to find a more exciting album for hip-hop available right now. Let me tell you where it's available. You can go to Best Buy and get it for $9.99. You can go to iTunes and cop the deluxe edition, which includes three bonus tracks, including one with Mac Lethal, where he absolutely destroys his verse. Or go to strangemusicinc.net. I believe we have Ubiquitous on the line right now. Yubi.
Brat, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for joining us today. You guys just released an album this week, and people are going nuts about it, so let's talk about it. Now, am I just on here with Yubi?
Ring. Nah, got him right here, eating this Kung Pao chicken. What's good?
Okay, all right. We have both of you. Well, first of all, let's talk about this album, Constant Energy Struggles. How has the response been on your guys' end?
It's been nothing but positive responses. Literally, I haven't found a negative comment yet, but I really haven't been trolling for them. I've been busy out here on the Independent Powerhouse tour, just working every day and stuff. But it's been a beautiful thing, man. And at a ground level, like, talking with fans at shows and literally like signing CDs that they just purchased or whatever that they have, and tell me they just got their pre-order previous days and come to me with the exclusive pre-order T-shirt on, and we chop for a minute. Like everybody has good things to say. People have told me that they bought the deluxe version, that they really dig the extra tracks and everything else. So it's dope. It's been all good things.
It's awesome. And I'm on Twitter and we're reading comments like, you know, so good, amazing. Someone said it should be illegal to be this good. Best Strange Music release ever. When you hear this kind of enthusiasm for the record, what goes through your guys' minds? Is it overwhelming or a little bit expected or maybe a bit of both?
I guess I haven't felt overwhelmed yet. We're just so busy out here. I'm not in a state of reflection, truthfully. Like, we're still, I feel like we're in a boxing match right now. Maybe, like, you know, we just got some really solid punches off in the boxing match, but I'm still in this boxing match, so I'm concentrated on whooping y'all ass right now. You know?
Definitely. So you're just keeping it moving and not really taking the time to reflect on that. You probably don't have the time, like you said. After you guys had put the album in order and everything like that, and finally got to listen to it, which was probably maybe a month or two ago, how did you guys feel about it?
I didn't answer. Well, we it was, I mean, it was a dope process, man. I mean, it was a really quick process, though, too. You know, as far as putting that album together or whatever. And, yeah, by the time it was all said and done, we had the album together, I think we felt good about it, you know. It's a great little piece of work that we've done. We definitely stand behind it. And learn from it as well, and have an idea about where we're going to take it next already based on what we just done, you know. But yeah, I really, really love the album. We made so much good music that we didn't know what to do with it all. And this, now there's tons of bonus tracks everywhere. And I don't know, we loved all those tracks too, you know. They're not the tracks that we didn't love. They just couldn't figure out how to fit them into this painting that we made.
Definitely. And UB, you said, I know I read a recent interview that you guys did with The Source, and you were talking about the title of this album. And you said, it's a constant energy struggle, having to establish ourselves and maintain our position and prove that we're allowed to eat at the table that we've been invited to sit at now. You know, and now that you guys have this album out, I know it hasn't been that long, but how are you guys feeling right now sitting at this table?
I feel like we belong at the table. Yeah, I think we've diversified the label in a good way. And yeah, we have the table and we are definitely eating, and I feel like we deserve to be at that table. And I feel like we should have seconds as well if we want.
Awesome, great response. And now, what has the response been like from your peers, especially on the road, because, you know, you're surrounded by them right now because you're on tour, the Independent Powerhouse Tour, and I'm sure that they've heard some of the record, if not the whole thing. What has their response been like?
All good things, man. You know? Yeah, all good things. Even Lynch ran up on me. It was one night and was just giving me hella praise about the album. And he himself said, he was like, man, y'all are the future Strange Music. Lynch said that shit to me, and that shit fucked my head up. You know what I mean? He was like, nah, I see shit. Y'all are the future. You know what I mean? And that, I mean, I hope he's right. You know what I mean? I hope he's right.
Well, yeah, man, it must be a good feeling. I mean, I know you guys have been doing it for quite some time to get to this place now, so and I'm sure there's just more places to go. So, but anyways, I want to get back to the album, Godamus. This is just for you. How wavy were you during the making of this album?
How wavy were you during this album? Is what Jeff said. I was pretty wavy during this album, man. I go in the booth on that level. So yeah, and I stay wavy all the time.
Okay, and I mean, the term wavy's thrown out a lot during the album for people who don't know what I'm talking about. And there's also a song called Wavy, pure debauchery on this song. Ubiquitous. What was your immediate response when you first heard Godamus's solo track for the album Wavy?
Well, actually, here's how that happened. Like, that was going to be a Cess Crew song, and then Godamus came in and did what he did on that track and was totally wavy, as you can see. And that shit was so wavy, I was like, bro, I can't even get on your level right now, you know what I mean? And I just let him be wavy like that. And as you can see, that shit is debauchery, like you said. It's worse than a bender, bro. Hangover shit times too. You know, like, that's what it is, though. And we're getting wavy out here in Vegas. By the way, did I tell you that we're broadcasting from the Excalibur?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, we out here.
And how's that?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Vegas is crazy, bro. I feel like I'm on a different fucking planet. Every time
you guys gonna say,
I turn around, shit.
You know, JL's out there. Are you guys going to link up?
Hey, JL, what do you want to say to Jeff?
What up, Jeff? What's the word, my dude?
Oh, shit. What up, JL? Thanks for giving us that acapella, man. It got a lot of plays. Shit, man. And, yeah, I just did an interview with you, JL, but, like, tell me real quick, what's the response been like on your verse for this album?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of love, man. Everybody hit me up like, you killed it as usual, this and that, you know. So, and I love the fucking song. It came out great, so I'm hype about it. I hope that shit keeps getting played.
Pure heatery. Pure heatery. As you would say. All right, well, damn, that's awesome. Great surprise. We got JL and B-Hood here with us. Now I want to ask you guys and Cess, what are your guys' favorite verses from the other person, or what's your favorite verse from the other person on the album?
You'll be body to get that, I feel like, real bad. Like, that verse right there, it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but then JL comes on there. I think JL got that track. But I don't know. But that's my favorite UB verse. And, of course, JL just bodied that shit, came on, and brain scatter shit happened, and that got fucked up. I really like UB's verse on Smoke. I think that's another thing where I definitely felt like I could add something to that song. But, yeah, UB came with that verse, and when I heard it, I was like, man, I'm not really trying to harmonize and melody my shit out like that. But then, of course, I went back and just put a verse on there that is pretty cool as well. But, yeah, I really like Yubi's verse on Smoke. That's just tight.
Yubi?
Oh, hey, I'm here. Oh, hello, Jeff. Yeah, as far as the shit that got bodied by Godamus on the shit, I feel like he bodied Lotus. It's the perfect introduction, you know, perfect way to start the record, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, I guess that's out circulating. People have probably heard that scene video, but and that's how the record starts. For those that don't have the record, that's the Lotus top begins. That shit's really tight to me. I hate to be on this like ring around the rosy shit, but I feel like God in his body get that, you know, like everybody. I don't know. Everybody kind of got off on that track, but like
everybody tore ass
on that song. God in his throat first though, you know, on that one. And so I was like, fuck. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened all the way around. Got him his throat first, and I was like, fuck. And then I talked to JL about it, you know what I'm saying? I was like, this dude ate on this track, or whatever the fuck. I'm about halfway done writing. And then I called JL, left my verse on his voicemail, and that was how the shit progressed. And then he came in and dropped it, like, real swiftly. Can I give kudos to JL for being like,
oh, man,
right on his fucking tippy toes when it came to doing this feature for us. He came in and knocked it out like it wasn't nothing.
Appreciate that.
You know?
My favorite verse is on there. I don't know if you want to know my motherfucking opinion. But I love both of the verses on Wally. I think Wally is probably like, because it gave me a paradigm shift, you know what I mean? On me, I started looking at how much toilet paper I use. And for real, and shit like that, though, like, you know what I mean? I go through a lot of motherfucking trash. I create a lot of fucking trash. But, yeah, just them verses, just, it really, them motherfuckers got to my mind, man. And when shit do that to me, them motherfuckers, yep.
All right. Now, I know, Cess, Gotti and Yubi, you guys both said in an interview recently that your favorite song is on the album is Meditate. Tell me why.
Meditate. I dig Meditate just because I feel like it's a... I didn't compromise my message or my artistry, but I still feel like I made something that could touch anybody. I really like Meditate for that. And it's fun. It's a great song. We've been out here doing it on tour, and the audience loves it, and they have our back on it, and they all hustling and meditating, and it's fucking great. You know what I mean? We turn the show into a whole fucking, I don't even know what you call it. That shit. But yeah, but everybody's hustling and meditating, bro. That's just crazy at a live show.
Okay, Gotti, what are your thoughts on it?
I think Meditation is my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, as far as Meditation?
Yeah.
No, that should have guessed. So we're like, and Yubi and I knew when we wrote it, we were like, oh, man, wait until this circulates and people are familiar and learn the tune. And we saw it, yeah, miles and miles out. We're going to split the crowd down the middle. This crowd, this side's going to be hustling. meditating. Other side's headed for a better day. You know, and like, that shit works great. That shit works great in the show, man.
All right. Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard you guys are playing. That's like the call and response number of the show, right?
Right. We do it again, too, on Newsfeed, the track with Mac Lethal. We had a crowd shouting, get off my dick, and that shit's funny. That shit's real funny to me. You hear, you know, 3,500 people shouting back, get off my dick. That shit's funny.
let's talk about that track real quick, because, well, let's start off with the chorus. Who wrote the chorus, and where was your headspace at when you wrote it? What are you trying to get across here?
Well, Jeff, let me tell you how the chorus came to be. I was sitting around using my computer brain, and I thought to myself, what I want to do on this chorus is say, get off my dick a lot. And so that I came to God in this with my idea, and I said, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, get off my dick.
Why do you want people to get off your dick?
Well.
What even made you think that at the time?
This is where Godamus's portion of the hook comes into play. Why do you want people to get off your dick, Jeff? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because if the head don't fit,
is that it?
That's all.
No, okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Now, Mac Lethal absolutely fucking, I mean, everyone did destroy their verse, but tell us about Mac Lethal's contribution and just how you guys responded when you heard that. Did he spit that right in front of you guys?
Yeah, we were all in the studio together.
Maybe doing that shit on his iPad thing or whatever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You go. Jeff,
okay,
you know
I'm gonna go.
You know what, Jeff? This is your show.
It's your show,
Jeff. Why don't you talk? It's your show.
Okay, all right. I'm the host. But never mind. But no, I know because you know we all like hang out sometimes. But he originally gave you guys more than you really asked for at the beginning, didn't he?
Oh yeah, his verse was long as hell. His verse was really long. And Dave recommended we trim it up, but the rest of the verse is hilarious. It's just funny. I wish y'all could hear that shit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe someday in the archives. Let's keep going here. Now, what kind of opportunities do you see? Do you anticipate for you guys opening up? I mean, I know you guys just had an MTVU premiere of When Worlds Collide. What kind of doors do you see yourselves being open for with this album?
Man, we want to do, how about a college tour? You know, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go see all the kiddies at the universities, man, and go shake all their hands, because those are like my favorite fans. You know, they're so energetic and live. We've been out here doing some all ages shit, you know, and seems like the younger the fans, like almost the more the energy, and not to speak against the old school fans that have been with Strange forever, but there's just we're just tapping into the youth, and it's a beautiful thing. That's exactly who I want to be talking to. You know? So I'm glad they're showing up heavy at our shows. It's dope.
Dope. And one more question before we take some callers. Now that you guys are getting nationwide, even worldwide recognition, and you're getting that just that first taste of that recognition, what do you guys try to keep in mind to make sure this ball keeps rolling?
What are we planning to do to keep the ball rolling? We got to keep continue to innovate, man, and stay busy is what I plan to do, man. I'm not about downtime. I'm not about not being off tour and not being in the studio. And I think we got to keep pushing our creative boundaries as well, and that's how we'll keep the ball rolling and keep eating.
All right. Well, we are on the line with Sess Crew. If you guys are out there listening, call 347-994-3066. Make sure you press 1 so we can screen your call. Let's get to a few callers here. Let's get to Terrell from Omaha. You're on the line with Seth's crew.
Yo, what's good, Seth's crew? What's good with y'all?
What it is, Terrell? What up, Terrell? We chilling.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, man. I've been supporting Strange Music ever since Angelic popped out, you know what I'm saying? And soon as, you know what I'm saying, all the additions came along, man, I just been following it and fucking with it, and I've been loving everything y'all been doing, man. Like, it's real, real tough. It's real tough, like, real hardcore, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, unsugar-coated, just grimy shit. And motherfuckers out here in the city is loving that shit.
Dope, man.
Cool.
Yep, that's yep. You helping us spread that around a little bit?
Huh?
I said you helping us spread that around a little bit? You circulating the music for me?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I be sharing y'all shit all the time, man. Especially when the One Worlds collide, when y'all put the video up and y'all's going back and forth, man. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody just knows Tech N9ne as the face of Strange, but I'm like, dog. If y'all ain't heard of Rich, y'all ain't heard of Lynch, y'all ain't heard of Sez Crew, y'all seriously slipping on what that label has to offer. It's a shit slew of talent on the roster, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. I feel the same way, man. Yeah, we all riding on the bus together. Shit's kind of crazy. Sometimes have little surreal moments. Look around and see Lynch eating breakfast and shit. You know what I mean? It's weird.
That's what's up, man. You guys are supposed to be coming here, I think on the 20th of April, man. It's we're in Omaha, Nebraska, man. And I'm just trying to make sure that there ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Cause I missed the last time when you guys slid here. I'm like,
you say you missed it?
Yeah, man. And I've been waiting. Everybody's saying that y'all coming next month and shit. So I'm like, hey, I'm about to get the I'm about to pre-order the VIP package and all that shit, man, and just come up there stranged out. I briefly talked to Trav, but he be busy as shit. I was just calling to inquire to make sure, like, you know what I'm saying, it was official and where was it going to be at.
Well, shit. I mean, actually, I don't know the answers to any of that. Jeff, do you?
Yeah, all tour dates are on strangevip.com. Let me pull that up real quick and I'll answer this question here. Yeah, Omaha, Nebraska at the Sokol, that's S-O-K-O-L, Auditorium.
Yeah, bet.
VIP
bet,
packages because, and tickets are still available.
For sure, man. I'm trying to get that I want that VIP package, man. I want the hour meet and greet. I want all that shit. I'll drop 200 on that shit ASAP.
Yeah, it's worth it, bro. Everybody comes in all the way laced up. I mean, you get everybody's EP in the VIP package, which is kind of unheard of. That's like 7 or 8 records or some shit. It's stupid.
Hell yeah, man. I can't wait to meet y'all, man. I met Tech back in 05. I think it was 05 or 06 when he did Ever Ready. And it was a guy by the name of Eric Hawk who was on the Strange roster, and I think he was his agent. He brought me back there because I was trying to open up for him, and I was too young. I think I was like 16, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even old enough to be at the show. I was 18 and up. But I came back there, and motherfucking, I think it was Tech's birthday. It was actually Tech N9ne's birthday. And motherfuckers had big-ass cakes, and motherfuckers was back there just clowning and shit. Like, I love the feel of the label, man, and you know what I'm saying? And, like, he did nothing. The whole label was did nothing but just excel and just get better and better and better with each year. You know what I'm saying? And much love, man. That's why I can't wait to meet all y'all, shake it up with all y'all, chop it up with all y'all and shit. Like how we doing now, man? Because real shit, like Strange is that shit. Like real talk. That's the way to go.
Well, definitely holler at me in Omaha, man. When you see me, come up, talk to me, man. I'm gonna chop it up with you.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely, man. Hey, tell Travis to check his email, too.
All right, I'll tell him.
Yep. I emailed him some shit. Trust and believe, man. I was actually trying to inquire about features, man. I'm trying to drop some bread ASAP. You know what I'm saying? I think one of the homies said he fucked with you out here. I think he got you on the track, but I'm not sure. He has a picture with you. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, I don't know. You know, maybe he might just met up with you or something like that. But I was like,
talking about Rush One?
Rush, yep.
Yeah, yep. No, Rush One's the homie.
For sure. Hell yeah.
I know, yeah. Rush One's the homie. He been hitting me back. I need to call that nigga back.
For sure, man, because we was about to do this shit called O-Town Choppers, you know what I'm saying? Because Rush know how to chop real good, and I know how to chop real good, so I was like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I was like, shit, spread the word, nigga. We pushing that Strange shit. They already know what it is down here.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, we get a lot of love in Omaha. It's been a real dope spot for Cess Crew, man. It's, I like it out there.
All right, well, we got to keep it moving here. Let's get to, and thank you for calling, Terrell, from Omaha. Let's get to Jordan from Baltimore. You're on the line with Cess Crew.
Hey, what's going on, Ubiquitous and Godimus?
What up, what up? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourselves?
Chilling out, man. We out here in Vegas. It's fucked up. Wavy.
Oh, yeah, that's what up, man. That's where I would like to be at. It sounds just like another day in paradise.
It looks like paradise when you walk around. It's real weird, like that palm trees and shit.
Yeah.
Big building, fast cars. I feel like I'm on another fucking planet when I look around. Like, truthfully, I'm like, what the hell is this? The bus look like a goddamn space shuttle or something. It make KC's bus system look like ass. It's fucking crazy out here.
Just step off and it feels like you've landed, right?
No, they came back yet. Like,
but hey, man, I just wanted to thank you guys for dropping off that Constant Energy Struggles album, man. I picked that up off of iTunes as soon as I saw that it came up. And I'm a lyricist myself, and I love good lyrics and authenticity and stuff like that. I can tell that you guys are just vibrant with authenticity and just lyrics coming out of you. So, you know, congratulations on making it, and you guys are keep on growing and growing. But what I really wanted to know was... like, with people downloading music and shit like that illegally, I just wanted to know, like, how much is that hurting you guys, though? Because I don't like to see that happen. Like, I love to see you guys, like, you know, be compensated for the effort that you're putting into your music. And I just wanted to know, like, how much is that really hurting? Like, can you guys tell or what?
Well, I mean, it our album actually leaked out a month before it came out. And we put attention to it immediately and tried to stop that leak. It's hard for me to determine how much that hurt, but I feel like, you know, whoever did that, it's just a bitch, you know, like, I don't understand what the fuck, you know what I mean? It's if you come across some music like that you're not supposed to have just yet, and it's like, damn, that's a bonus, cool, whatever, you know what I mean? And you want to play that, I understand that, but then, like, thoughtfully putting it out on the internet to have everybody access it illegally through, like, LimeTorrent and Pirate Bay and shit like that.
Yeah, that's some pussy. That's only a pussy would do some shit like that. Only a punk would do some shit like that.
Now, I expect that shit to go up on Pirate Bay after it drops immediately, and that's what it is, and that's how the market works, and I'm cool with that. But, yeah, to do me like that a month ahead of time, I was like, all right, then. You know what I mean? I see how it is, you know, it's all good. And I don't know if that fucked with our sales or not. It's really hard to determine. You know what I mean? Maybe it actually helped the sales in some way, caused some unnatural buzz that wasn't there. It's really hard to measure that shit.
Yeah, it's hard, man, because it's like, it's kind of like advertising, you know what I mean? Because you're putting yourself out there, more people are getting access to it, but at the same time, it's like, you guys got to eat, you know what I mean? Like, you guys need money to keep going and shit, like... I can tell this is your livelihood, right? Like, you need money to keep surviving and keep going, you know, have fun. Like, I'd rather you guys get the money for it and keep doing what you're doing and be supported. You know what I mean? Like,
that is a factor. You know what I mean? If the record sits on the shelf and nobody buys and supports that shit, it will, you know, we won't be able to move the capacity that we're moving right now. But right now we're doing national tours, so we're trying to keep it at this level. Right.
Yeah,
also, the fans are super supportive on a ground level at these shows. They really genuinely like our shit, buy our shit, talk to us about it, and come up and we chop. And I just see a lot of Constant Energy Struggles in people's hands. So it's all G right now, you know. We're in our first week. It just dropped a couple days ago, so we'll see what we scan pretty soon. I'm excited to see that.
That's what, man. Yeah, I put out music myself, man. I'm a college student. I'm getting my master's in business administration. So I'm just trying to, like, find out how this industry is kind of collapsing on itself, you know what I mean? And I'm 24 years old. I'm up and coming. I'm a lyricist, but I'm also a business student. So I want to, like, try to help benefit people that are making authentic music and being true to themselves. And I want to try to, like, find a way to get into the industry and change it so that, like, people can be compensated properly and people can keep putting out authentic music. That way that, you know, not everything's going to become commercialized and shit. You know what I mean? Because, like, if you're told to rap about something, you know what I mean? It's not going to be, like, as if you came up with it yourself. You know what I mean? I can tell you guys are authentic and chill and cool and in tune with yourself, you know, with all the chakras aligned, right?
All day. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So I just...
Oh, sorry. I think, fuck, lost Jordan. Let's get to Chris from Louisiana. Chris, you're on the line with Cess Crew.
You can hear me?
What up, Chris? How you doing, brother?
Wait, can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Oh, God. Well, what's up? It's actually nice to actually talk to y'all for the first time.
It's just cool, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I mean, kind of working on some more pictures and stuff right now. I mean, I'm very excited for the opportunity y'all gave me to do as well, not just with the CD, because, I mean, the CD is freaking amazing. I mean, it's been on repeat for a while.
So what's on your mind, brother?
Chris, tell them who you are real quick, man. I don't think they know.
You've been honest. I'm the one who y'all wanted to do the lyric art book.
That's what I thought when you said I'm working on some more pictures. I was like, some more pictures of what? That's crazy. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Just doing everything I do right now.
Well, you killed it, brother. And I mean, I don't know if Danielle's seen his picture too. He's still here.
What's up, Danielle?
I hollered at you on Twitter like 5 minutes ago.
But the CD, oh my God, it's ridiculous. I mean, fuck all y'all children verses on every single track. I can't skip past anything. I'm kind of upset I didn't get the iTunes version because, you know, my cousin ordered it. We got the pre-order samples and all that. But Jesus, y'all blew my mind away whenever I first heard y'all, and I was like, you know what, dog, I got to go back and get all your stuff. I just got to.
Yeah, man, dude, you murdered these drawings. I mean, the fans don't know what this lyric book is yet, but I'm gonna just explain it to them real quick. We basically have like a book that's compiling all of the lyrics from Constant Energy Struggles, everybody's lyrics, if I'm not mistaken, including all the guest features. And then there are original pieces of artwork that were created by my dude Chris, and they accent each track specifically. And it's just super, super dope. You know, like, I guess it's something that can't really be put into words on a podcast because it's very much a visual thing. My dude's visual art is off the chain, and he's breathed life into, I can just speak it for me, when I see him, you know, draw me or whatever, it gives me more ideas about my character and myself. Like, so in a way, I think we feed each other, you know what I mean? He's inspired by Seth, so he wants to, like, draw, so when I see his drawings, I get inspired to do Seth. You know what I'm saying? It's some crazy shit. These drawings are off the chain.
that like really takes my pride. Just makes it much better when y'all said it, because I put my heart out into the artwork I do. Like, whenever I first started talking to you about, you know, Endemon, I was trying to get to actually know him. You know, because I noticed y'all make a lot of anime and movie references in the songs y'all have. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and ask him this. So, I mean, I found out you were anime fan. I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure you remember this when I first did the first picture for you. And I started doing more and more of that. So, I mean, whenever Jeff said that he liked, you know, that y'all liked me to do it, and, you know, I talked to him on the phone, that this was your idea. I was like, you know what? I'm excited for this. Let's go. Let's get it done. I mean, I still have a lot more on the way. Like, it's completely separate from the book. I have a lot on the way, like probably around 10 to 20 pictures.
That's what's up.
Now, for those that don't know or don't fuck with us on the social network, if you go peep out the Cess Crew Instagram, you're gonna see work from my dude Chris. If you fuck with us on Facebook, you're gonna see work from my dude Chris. It was my personal profile picture on Facebook for a minute, for a long minute. That was my picture on Facebook. You know what I mean? So I've been riding with Chris for a minute, and he's been plug your shit, man. Plug your shit, Chris. Tell him what you're working on.
Tell him about what though?
Tell him what you're working on. Your big story.
Oh yeah. What I'm really working on, I've actually been doing this for shit since I was 7 years old. I'm 20 now. I have my own manga called In a Demon, and I mean I do everything from animations to the Photoshop artwork to the comic book. And I talked to you about it, and these two are official characters in it. And believe me, if you thought Naruto and Dragon Ball Z was badass, I'm taking it to a whole other level. Because you've been Gotamus going to blow you away when they get into it. Because actually they're going to be in the next chapter, 14, whenever I can get around it, because I got like 300 fucking pictures on the way right now.
Yeah, my dude is sick. He's creating a whole fucking universe, drawing by drawing, by himself. This shit's amazing. JL's in the shit, too. My homie Smart Alex in the shit, too. It's a little reflection of life. The shit is fucking crazy, though. Like, I've seen just some storyboards and roughs and character sketches, and it's, bro, this shit's retarded.
Might be
a sexual comment. Might have a sexual comment on you.
We are definitely looking forward to that. And Chris, man, shout out to you for all the work that you've been putting in. I got to keep the show moving here, though, because we got to talk about this tour. For everyone out there, we're on the line with Cess Crew. Call 347-994-3066, and we'll try to get you in. But right now we're going to talk about the Independent Powerhouse Tour, which you guys are on right now. And this is your first Strange Music Tour. How are you guys enjoying the tour so far?
Enjoying the tour, but a whole lot. I feel like I'm enjoying it a little more than the fans are when we interact, and it's just awesome being busy, man, and really, really doing it and putting in the groundwork. You know, I'm only on stage a short amount of time, 20 minutes, but I continue to work when I get off stage and I converse with the crowd, sign autographs and snap all the pictures, man. And it's just trying to get a real feedback for if they really fucking with us or if they just riding with us because it's strange, and they really fucking with us. And I've met so many people out here on tour who are just impressed and have the best things to tell me, and it feels like it's genuine when they tell me. And shit is just really cool, man. I don't know, just dickish all day, crazy.
Now, what's the set like for you guys? From what I've heard, it's just, you know, you're up there for 20 minutes, so it's just, you know, level 10 the whole time.
Yeah. We just going. We just pedal to the metal the whole time. We come out for nothing. We're doing for nothing acapella, which is an absolute mind fuck. The fans already know about that. Then we move into Juice, minus Tech. That goes Hammer fans. Now, you know, the music's been circulating, so as soon as they hear that bass line, they hollering. They jumping up and down with us and wilding that shit. Where do we go after that? One Bomb Stage. And that's a little crowd participation there. So we got the fans working. We done already had them jumping up and down by this point. And then we do some more hot shit off the catalog, off of some energy struggles. And, I mean, which is super cool, man. We've totally come to a point now to where all our older songs have cycled through our set, you know what I mean? Like, it's all new material that we're doing up there, so that shit is fun as hell. And like I said, the music is circulating, so people are familiar with it and responding real well to it, man, and the set's going great. It feels like longer than 20 minutes, you know what I mean? Like, because it's a lot to take in when you're up there, and I try to take it all in, you know, but we killing them. We warming it up real nice. Rick goes on right after us, and so the whole show is just bananas.
Well, yeah, and I want to get to that. Another newcomer on this tour, or I wouldn't say newcomer, but newcomer for Strange, is Ritz. Now, for the fans that are waiting to see him, how is his live performance?
Well, he's killing on stage, man. Ritz blazes up on stage every night, bro. This guy can bust an unreasonably fast pace, you know what I'm saying, for the entirety of his set. That shit's fucking crazy. So, yeah, when Ritz is on stage, what it feels like is it feels like you're at a party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That dude gets it going, for real. You give him high fives all day.
High five.
All right. And what can you guys tell us about Tech Set? Because I know he put together a new set for this tour. Do you guys have any favorite moments from this new set?
Yeah, there's a lot of dope shit in the new set. I really like Dysfunctional, which I guess is something new that they worked into the set. It's a real dope song, man. Tech doing so much in the set, you know what I mean?
I was in the crowd the other night when Dysfunctional came on, and that shit was crazy. Everybody sings that song. All the words. Everybody sings it. That shit's bananas.
Dope. Another question I want to get to is, like, you know, a lot of the tour, a very small portion of it is actually spent doing shows. You know, you guys are just
right
on the bus a lot of times, or, you know, at Excalibur eating Kung Pao chicken, whatever. But when you guys are on the bus,
you're cutting into my gambling time, Jeff. You know that, right? Like, you're cutting right the fuck into my gambling time. I'm just going to be real with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Vegas right now. You know, okay, anyway, let's go. Let's continue.
You shouldn't be gambling. Now, when you guys are on the bus together, traveling in between cities, how is most of your time spent?
You know, watching TV, watching DVDs, you know what I mean? Be in the bunk, just fucking maxing and relaxing, staring out the window. We've been working on a little bit of music as well. I got the homie Info Gates at home sending me beats all the time. So, you know, you just try to stay busy, man, and I'm claustrophobic, so I got to keep my mind off the fact that I'm on this bus that's not about to stop so that I can vomit. You know what I'm saying? So I just try to stay busy, man. But everybody on the bus gets along great, and it's a lot of fun and shit.
All right. And for people out there wondering, still wondering, for whatever reason, whether to get tickets or not to this tour, what's your pitch for them?
Let me tell you this, bro. We're in Las Vegas. We're playing the House of Blues, and this shit sold out. And every show before this one sold the fuck out. So take that to the bank and cash it. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to say. If you want to get tickets, you better get them, bro.
Right.
If you want to be going, you're going. If you want to be on some lame shit, like, I'll just go next time, I don't think I'm coming to the Independent Powerhouse Tour, you're on some lame shit. Straight up.
All right. Very well said. Let's get to a few callers here before we continue on. We got Robert from Norman, Oklahoma. You're on the line with Cess Crew.
What up, Cess Crew?
What up? How you doing, man?
All right, man. Fucking went to y'all first two shows in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Didn't get enough in Tulsa. Had to come down to Oklahoma City and hit it again next night. Fucking dope-ass shit, man. I ain't never been to a fucking rap concert where you got motherfuckers moshing in the whole fucking building. You know, it was off the chain.
Yeah, that happened. Now that I think about it, yeah, there was a little bit of moshing going on, I do recall
yeah.
The mosh. Well, thanks for coming out times two, brother. That's dope.
No problem. Anytime, I'll do it every fucking year, man. Tulsa and Oklahoma City, I knew it was the first two shows on the tour. I knew it had to be in fucking some of the dopest fucking people were there, man. It was off the chain, for real.
Yeah, both those shows were fucking crazy. I'm sorry you didn't catch the record, man. We ended up dropping the record like a couple days later.
I know. I got it, though.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got it. I didn't get to have y'all sign, but I got it. And, you know, y'all signed my shirt and my hats and shit. Took my homegirl that had never been to a Strange Music concert. She's now converted. She will be going to every Strange Music concert from here on out. So
bring them on board, brother.
You bet. You brought it on, man. I'll spread the Strange word.
Yep, got to.
All right. Thank you, Robert, for calling. Let's get to Dylan from Colorado.
Sure,
you're on the line with Seth's crew.
Hello?
Dylan.
Oh, what's up?
Dylan. What's up? Dylan.
Yo. Seth's crew, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, for sure. All right, well, I'm from Colorado, dude. Your guys' fucking album is so goddamn dope. Like, the lyricism within your guys' words in When Worlds Collide, like, so much lyrical omnipotence, it's amazing.
Damn. Worlds Collide, that's one to you? Did you see the video?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I know every word of that song already, and I find myself deciphering, like, the words, like, the way you come with, like, alliterations, like, I'm on another and I honor my honor. Honestly, like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. That's how you put it together. Yeah, man. You know that they put that shit on MTV, dude?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, right?
Right. And I'm talking about, like, you know, UBI, like, fucking, damn, dude. You make me stink, motherfucker. God damn.
Well, all right then. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I sparked the brain cells.
For real, like, I found myself, like, I went through and I was, like, listening. And I'm, like, listen about these Mephistopheles and shit. And I had to go through and find out what all that meant just because I had an idea, but I didn't know for sure. And it's, like, amazing what you guys are saying.
I know what segment you're talking about. There's a lot of big words all mushed together right there.
Oh, why is big words?
Yeah, man. There is a message there.
I know, there is a message. I was listening to all of that, and, like, I don't know, it's just amazing how you guys go back and forth and just, like, oh, fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very, very, very much for calling in, Dylan. That's, say he's pretty on point with that. We're on the line with Seth's crew. Call 347-994-3066. Now, this last round of questions is just kind of on some other shit. My first question, and Yubi, I asked you this about yourself, but I want to ask you both. This has nothing to do with anything, but if you had to choose an actor to play the other person in a movie, who would it be?
So if I had to pick an actor to play Yubi in the movie, who would it be?
Yes.
Shit, man. fuck. I don't know, man. I do. What's that dude from Harry Potter and shit? The main dude.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, that kid.
Yeah, that's me.
That's pretty close.
That's me.
They have to put a beard on him and then put some tight ass graphics in his shit and do his hair right. But I think that'll work.
Okay, Yubi.
I think Gary Coleman would make the perfect out of it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Moving on. I know you guys are both have a lot of experience in the service industry. So tell me, what meal would you pair with the album Constant Energy Struggles?
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, best thing to do, probably get you nice fillet of salmon. You know, maybe stuff a little crab meat in that bitch
and
brie.
Yeah, and some rice, and steamed rice on the side.
Like risotto.
No, even.
Yeah, maybe a little asparagus. But you want a salad before that even hits the table. You want a salad.
A little salad just to warm it up, just
to get it cracking.
Maybe like a caprese, you know,
uh-huh.
Like a little fresh mozzarella,
something like that. Nothing too heavy. Not a Cobb salad or nothing like that. Maybe just some garden. Just some garden greens, bam, bam. You know what I'm saying? Some feta cheese, bam. You know what I'm saying? Some tomatoes, bang, and you good. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you guys for that.
Yeah.
Now, on a little more serious tip, I know a lot of people, I think they're looking at you as something that hip-hop needs right now, whether you guys want to be put on that pedestal or not. But it begs me to ask you guys the question, what's your least favorite thing about the state of hip-hop right now?
Oh, my least favorite thing. My least favorite thing is when people ask me to name the top five MCs record in the game.
Stupidest question ever. How the fuck could you even know who your favorite top five dead or alive? That is a stupid question. Please don't ask me that question anymore when you're interviewing me. Because, dog, it's just ridiculous, and it does make me mad. I don't get mad, but it makes me want to get mad because it's a ridiculous question.
God,
please. Are you still with us, Jeff?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That was going to be my next question, but...
Go ahead. I'm ready for your question.
I'm just kidding. A lot of people a lot of artists in Kansas City, Kansas City hip-hop is, you know, as we all know, a wonderful thing. And I think a lot of the artists around here see Constant Energy Struggles as a gateway to shed light on the hip-hop scene in Kansas City. What kind of pride do you guys take in that you might be opening doors for that recognition?
It's a great thing, and you know what? Quite honestly, Strange Music has a ridiculous roster, but there are so many pretty good MCs in Kansas City. I don't mean to sound like an asshole right there, but I mean, there's some really awesome MCs in Kansas City that people are sleeping on too, but there are also some up-and-coming guys who are getting their shit straight and trying to get their grind on and hustling and meditating and shit like that. But, you know, for a guy like Nesto, who I feel like his name don't be flying out of people's mouths, Nesto's dope as fuck. My dude Joey Crew, I feel like he slept on a little bit. He's dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the list goes on and on. My dude Lou Riff definitely been getting slept on for years, and he's dope as fuck. So, like, Strange Music is great. Our roster's great. But there are a lot of other talented guys in Kansas City, man.
Okay. All right. Great answer. Now, what do you guys plan on doing once you guys get back from tour?
From what I hear, we're going to do a makeup show in Grand Junction because it snowed and shit. Like, immediately when we get back. We'll take a couple days off and go to Grand Junction.
Okay, but do you have... I'm talking about more of on a macro level, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, like, once that's done? Macro? Yeah. I'm going to buy a pinky ring. Yeah, with diamonds and shit in it, because I need something to go with the chain. I know, it's fucked up. I know, I said that.
Okay, so, I mean, no new projects, no, you know, aspirations further than this, just the pinky ring.
Nah, dog, I'm just fucking with you. Of course there's more aspirations, Matt Chelsea.
All right. What do you guys see for yourselves in the near future, though, like in this next year?
The year's fucked up, bro. We're going to do about 150 shows this year is what I project. We're going to be all over the country, and we may even cross some borders. That's a maybe. But I'm using my powers of divination and trying to see what the fuck's coming, and it's unclear at this point as far as that goes. But, yeah, shitload of shows. We're going to work the fuck out of this Constant Energy Struggles record. You're going to see a lot more visuals coming out from us. We got 3 videos off the record already out, 3 more coming. Juice dropped a couple days ago when Worlds Collide on MTV. Lotus came out before that. Shake It Up's coming. You know, we got a little something for Meditate coming. 7 Chakras coming. So there's even some other shit, little viral shit that we've been working on that we're going to blast you with. So Seth Cruz Hustling this year, man. We are going to fuck the game up this year. It's basically 13 is our year. We called it last year, and now this year we're taking it.
Good deal. Now, you know, yeah, a lot has arrived up to this year, including a lot of hustle that's been going on for a very long time. And it makes me want to ask you guys, what do you want to say to the fans that have been down with Seth Cruz since day one?
Thank you, and we love you to death, and this shit would not even be happening if it wasn't for y'all, and I know that sounds cliche, but it's true as fuck, so yeah, thank you, and we love you so much, and please continue to support us.
All right, let's take a few more callers, and then we're going to get out of here Dylan from Hamilton. You're on the line with Seth's crew.
Dylan.
What's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, what up? Dylan.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Not much. Just want to say what's up with you guys. I'm going to see you guys in Columbus. I really love your new album. It's the shit, like, I like 13, but this is just taking it up to a whole nother level.
Thanks, man. Are you in
the
car?
I don't know. Yeah, it's getting indecipherable, but we got to move on to...
Are you parachuting a rocket? Is he parachuting? It sounds like you're parasailing.
Dylan was parasailing. We had to let him go. Let's get to Ron.
I knew it. Jeff, can you give me another Dylan? Give me another Dylan who's not riding
home. Another Dylan?
Okay, no, we got Ron. We got Ron from Utah.
Yeah, what's up?
Ron, I hope you're as good or better than Dylan.
Ron,
and
what are
you doing? Dylan, what's up? What are you doing? Are you
not sure, shit, man. I'm fucking just chilling, getting ready to work, man. Just fucking kidding. That's my radio show this morning. Man, I've been promoting this shit since day one since I found out about Tech Nine's Powerhouse Tour. I got you guys on the radio at a college station, man. I've been bitched out like 8 times for playing your shit.
No. Wow, that's dope as fuck. Thank you.
Yeah, no, man, that's all. I'm all about supporting Strange Music, man. I'm all of that shit. I can't wait to see you guys when you come to Utah, dude. Bringing up my buddy, he's only 17. He never even seen a fucking concert in his life. So I'm like, Tech Nine, Seth's crew, that's going to be the shit for your first show. You better get ready to get fucked up.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that's going to be the shit. His ass going to be fucked up.
But yeah, dude, I mean, I do a DJ show like twice a week at the college station here at Dixie State College, man. And that shit, I mean, I get yelled at all the time. We're supposed to be like campus news and shit. Man, I'm like, fuck that. We need some Strange Music news down here, man.
Fuck what they say, man. Hey, you do what you want to do, bro.
Fucking right, man. But anyway, I'm heading into work. Right. But yeah, I'm so glad I got to talk to you guys, man. I can't wait to see you guys up on the stage with the great Salt Air, man.
That it is.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ron, and keep plugging that good shit. We're about to get out of here, guys. What are the last words from Seth's crew for today?
Goodbye. I'm in Vegas, you bitch.
All right. Anything you guys want to say?
Dip kiss, motherfucker. Dip kiss all day, yeah, bitch.
All right. You heard it from Seth's crew and special guest JLB Hood. That's all we have for today. Make sure you go to iTunes, Best Buy, or StrangeMusicInc.net and pick up Constant Energy Struggles. Undoubtedly one of the best releases we're going to hear in music, not just hip-hop, in 2013. Make sure you catch them along with Ritz, Cut Calhoun, Chris Calico, Brother Lynch Hung, and Tech Nine on the Independent Powerhouse Tour. Tickets and VIP packages are available at StrangeMusicInc.net. And that is all we have for today. And as always, keep it strange.
Strange Music.